Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA, Ask Me Anything, to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Everything all right?
Yeah. No, this day going, this is a short over here in this thing.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Yeah, keep on messing going out of me.
Hey, come on.
I don't want me mug face to come here. But I'm in hole four now. It says it right there.
I know exactly what you're talking about. But sans context, that's a pretty funny thing to say. So I'm just going to write that down for about 10 minutes from right now. Randy's in hole four now.
Yeah.
Good. You like it?
I can hear. Works pretty well. Works
well. How does it compare to holes 1 through 3? Favorably? Okay. We got a couple phone lines available, 404-726-0929, if you want to call us up and ask us a question. What?
Nothing.
You keep taking me out.
Hold on. Hey, is it
Mike? He's confirming it with Abe. It must be a big story. Because normally we just run with it and just say whatever we want.
Yeah, I'm going to say it any damn way because Abe. We usually do.
Yeah.
They saw about Miggy might be coming back.
Miguel Almirón.
I love it.
Very early reports and early stages.
Right, but it's... The reports are
being
true.
Bandied about.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. There you go.
All right, then.
So Miggy might be coming home.
Who's going to do the other edge of the heart?
Me.
Okay.
Or I don't know who's up there.
Joseph.
Right now.
I know Joseph ain't nobody team.
Nah.
Bring him back. Let's get the band back together.
Get the band back together. Everybody loves those guys. Get them back. That would be really cool if Miguel Almirón came back. Now, I'll be honest with you. Maybe you guys have. I have.
I watched a couple.
How's he? How did
I saw
do?
A couple. I saw a couple of Newcastle games.
How's he looking?
He was still missing high like Miggy.
Okay. Still fast as hell.
Still though? Fast as hell.
All right, good.
But he's not as fast as those other guys in that league.
That's
playing.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speed's a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
Physicality over there is a little different. All right. Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
I might swerve in that corner. Whoa. What y'all know about that, man?
It's good. It's a good song. It's a good song.
Hey, man. Before I ask my question. I got to address certain misnomers Randy done put out there about me, right?
Okay.
First of all, I did not follow my wife, right? My wife didn't make me come to Kansas City, right? I walked in her trap, took over her trap. It's a difference, all right?
Well, how your country ass for putting to meet a beautiful woman from Kansas City?
Okay. Long story short, I was at Fort Riley. She graduated at K-State. That's
okay.
How we met.
That's where Fort Riley. Oh, man, my cousin was stationed out there in Fort Riley. He said, it ain't nothing out there.
I feel so sorry for your cousin. I apologize. All right, so, second thing. I remember last time I called, and I had tuned into the app real late. So what I thought I heard was y'all said that I didn't look like my boy. I didn't know y'all said I didn't look like my boys.
Oh,
my
I see.
Right. My question is, this what the hell was y'all expecting me to look like?
Since I'm a brother, I'll say it. All right? Devin, I thought you was dark, bald-headed with a beard. I did. I did. But then I saw it on Instagram. I was like, that's Devin. Okay, so let me follow Devin. Let me see. Look, one beautiful wife, beautiful babies, beautiful. And then I was like, that's Devin? I did, Devin.
I told you for the longest, I ain't the typical light skin brother. I'm telling you that. I know it's hard to believe, brother. I wouldn't say, but bro, I'm not going to go sue my worker. You know what I'm saying? I ain't like Drake light skin.
All right. Hey, but you damn near there, though. That's all I'm going to say. Damn near there.
That's messed up, man.
Right, but you my dog. You my people, though.
Y'all my people, bro. All right, Devin.
I don't know. Did he clear up the misnomer about moving to Kansas City for his lady, though? Because
it sounded like
he just reframed it. Yeah. Like, he just tried to tell the story.
Yeah.
Who lived in Kansas City first?
He was in Fort Riley. She went to K-State.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is in Kansas. Which is close to Kansas City.
And which is around that area where he was. Okay.
So then she lived there.
And Devin, I think Devin might be 10 years older than her. So Devin was on Devin was walking around campus with a book bag on. That's what happened with Devin. Devin was walking around campus down in Manhattan with a book bag on, trying to fit in.
Looking for ladies.
And went and got him a Delta. They probably stepping on the yard, too. Yeah.
I agree with you, though. He does not look like he sounds.
Yeah.
It is true. DJ is in North Druid Hills. Hey, DJ.
Hey, fellas.
Hello.
Hey, quick question. This is looking forward to next season. Would you consider Robert Kraft for making the change from Mayo to Vrabel a smart move when basically Randy could walk into the job with the Patriots if they release J.C. Jackson will have upwards of $80 million in salary cap?
Mm-hmm.
I think they have more than that.
I think they do.
Yeah, I think they got more than that.
They got a couple more moves coming that are getting more money.
I think the biggest thing with them is – Braves is in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Braves, I know he brought his guy in over there, but Elliot Wolf was still there. And basically what Braves is telling him, y'all figured out y'all relationship, but it don't matter because everybody answers to me. I get final say on everything. And, they got money. I wouldn't be surprised they went and got a big-time receiver. I wouldn't be surprised they went and got some high-paid offensive linemen. That was just my thought process about it. But, yeah, Braves, that's Braves in charge.
Yeah, this is nothing, my take on it, is nothing against Jerod Mayo.
No.
But by the end of the Belichick tenure, they didn't want to do what they agreed to do.
No.
He just had publicly said that he was going to do it.
Yes.
So he had to do it. Otherwise, he was going to look terrible.
Yeah. But
so he did it. And then after a year, he was like, all right, the guy that I really want is available. So now it sucks that that's
it
what
sucks.
Happened to Jerod Mayo
it
for
sucks.
Sure. Like, that's a bad situation to be put in. He was never going to win more than four games there.
Mm-hmm.
They were a terrible – we talked about it going into the year. It's like, they're going to be awful.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what Drake May is. Now, he looks like he might be pretty good. But we had no idea how that was going to work out.
Yep.
But, yeah, no, I mean, it's a bad situation that he was in. But Kraft did it to – it was a Falcons for life situation.
Yes, yes. He told him 4 years. That was the same thing that happened in Texas with Muschamp. You remember that? With that whole thing, Muschamp ended up leaving. Anyways.
Same thing that happened in Seattle with Jim Mora at the end of the Holmgren era. They got rid of it after 1 year. The coach in waiting thing – It's just almost never worked.
Because it has to happen the next year.
Has to happen immediately.
Yes,
exactly.
And it didn't. And Jerod got screwed.
Yep, that's exactly right.
He got screwed.
Skip is in the Yammobile. Hey, Skip.
What's happening out there, Randy? Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year, Skip.
What up, Skip?
What's up? Randy, hopefully this year we're going to get together and play some spades, right? So I can shut your mouth up.
Hey, man, only people that talk to me like that, hey, can't walk up on their bar and hit their head. All right? So bring it anytime you want it, little man. Bring it on.
I got you, man.
Anytime you want it, little man, bring it on.
I got you. But check this out. Me and the guys, we were together, and we had a dilemma.
Mm.
I'm going to see what y'all say, but then I also got an AMA for y'all. The first question is, Charles Oakley versus Mike Tyson. Who you think wins?
Hey, hold on. What Mike Tyson?
When? Yeah, when?
What Mike Tyson?
When? And what Charles Oakley?
Both of them.
Oh, the young ones.
In their prime. In their fighting day.
Okay.
And then the second question, you know, I've been binge watching this stuff while it was snowing. If you could be the main star. The main star in a movie or a TV show, what would it be? I'll talk to y'all later, man.
All right, Skip, bro. I mean, a movie, they make more money, right?
Yeah, but which one?
Oh, with movie. Oh, man, I don't know. I've been watching so much stuff. What did I watch the other day? My God. Some new one on Prime Video with the cop show. It was so fast. On call. I watched it in one day. It's just bam, 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 bam. And I'm like, damn, I'm over with it. But it's pretty good. It's a pretty good show. I would want to be, like, in power. I want to be one of 50 shows.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm one of 50 shows. But I want to be, the main guy, and I don't want to be, I want to be the highest paid, because 50, he don't pay his guys that much money.
Okay.
But I'll do that.
I don't know. I never have a good answer for that. Like, let me be the star quarterback in a movie about a football team or something like that.
Yeah.
You know? Let me be the, I'll be Jake Taylor in Major League.
There you go.
Let me be Jake Taylor in Major League.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Mike Tyson would whip Charles Oakley ass.
Yeah, no offense to Charles Oakley.
No offense to Charles Oakley.
In their primes.
In their primes. Mike Tyson would beat the absolute hell out of Charles Oakley.
There was a great, I think Gilbert Arenas told this, or somebody told it on one of these NBA podcasts recently, about when Jordan was in Washington. And Kwame Brown was on the team. Did you see this?
Yes, man.
Because obviously he was, not fond of Kwame Brown.
Yes.
And
then why did he draft him?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't know all that stuff. And he would basically just refer to him like his name was the garden tool.
Yes.
That's just what he would call
him.
And Kwame was getting up. He was going to fight him.
Yeah.
Did you hear this story?
Yeah, he said he got real drunk and everything.
He was pounding shots at the bar. He had like 3 shots lined up because he was ready to fight him. And Mike walked into the bar, called him that name, said, Charles is downstairs, so don't get any ideas. Yeah. I see you're over there trying to get some courage from the bar.
Yes.
And just ended it, totally eviscerated him in 14 seconds.
Let me tell you something, man. Oak, and I met Oak before, and Oak got, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he got big ass, knock your ass out hands.
And he was Michael Jordan's
muscle. Bodyguard. Yeah, yeah, he was.
Because were they ever teammates, early Chicago days?
Yeah, they traded him. They traded him to get Bill Cartwright.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Corey is in Griffin. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
Real quick, have you ever heard an advertisement? It sounds so good to make you want to try it, but then they say something in the commercial to make you say, I don't know. For instance, the commercial y'all advertise about big time, and then you say we treat you like family. Sometimes the way family treats you or the way people treat their family, I don't know if I want to deal with you.
Fair enough.
That's fair enough.
I have every medicine commercial.
Yes.
Because every medicine commercial, it's like, oh, that'd be great if you had that affliction. You could just take this thing and then you'd feel better. And then they do all the side effects.
Yes. And they do it in small letters. And they read it real fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Or sometimes they'll read some of them really fast and then say other ones slow. And it's there was way too many side effects.
But the biggest thing, I just don't understand why they make herpes seem like it's fun. I have genital herpes, and I'm not ashamed to tell you. Why aren't you?
You should be. You shouldn't be on the commercial telling us.
The thing about it, I know they're actors and actresses probably, but if somebody see you out on the street, they're going to think you got that package.
I think that lady has genital herpes.
Yeah, but they make it sound so they got the nice soft music and they running through a field and everything.
No, you should.
Yeah, you should be mad.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dog.
In every way.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody or spread it. I also don't think that certain drugs should have theme songs.
Yes, I agree
with
that.
Like, they got people doing, dances in fountains and talking about going and getting Ozempic.
Yeah.
It's like, that's for people with diabetes.
They don't understand that.
This isn't...
Nobody wants diabetes.
It's not a celebration.
Nobody wants diabetes.
Making rhymes out of A1C?
Yeah, man. To ask your doctor about. No, man. If I have a problem, shouldn't my doctor already know about it?
I'm serious.
Something's wrong.
Do you not smell fresh down there?
I don't.
Yeah. Neither do I.
Quit.
Well, in that case, get this stuff right here. Yeah.
Side effects include
your leg might fall off.
Lance is in Atlanta. Hey, Lance.
Hey, guys. I got 2 questions. The first one, I believe your last interview was Mark Schler, and how he was saying that the. Everybody who won this weekend won the trenches. I was wondering, could you guys somehow relay that message to our front office somehow, some way? Can we draft somebody to win the trenches?
Yep.
Because football is not that hard. Amen. That's where you win and you lose the game.
Agree.
Yep.
Second question is for Randy. I love football because of the physicality of the sport and how you can pop it and go back it up. I got a question. Do you have an experience when somebody...
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It was popping and it went wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Popping it too hard on the steel and it went left. That's it.
What's he saying there?
He said popping it? Did he say somebody on the field popping it?
Does he mean talking trash? Because I got a different connotation for that phrase.
Who said pop?
I think he said popping it.
I ain't never heard it before.
Neither have I. But I've heard popping it.
I've never heard that. But
usually a handstand.
I'm just going to go about talking.
You ever had somebody out there running their mouth and they couldn't back it up?
All the time.
Yeah, that
happens more times than not. And it's always that dude. And it's always the guy.
Do they stop talking then?
But it's always the guy who ain't never been out there before. Who, like, probably. You know, they all excited and everything, full of pee and vinegar, and just like, hey, man. Blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, okay.
Okay. No, all right. We'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
Yeah. And those are the dudes who get the most personal fouls, the most unsportsmanlike taunting, because you taunt them.
But when you talk like that, and then it doesn't go right, do you then shut up?
No.
You got to keep talking,
You got to keep talking. That wasn't nothing. Hey, man, I need a new chin strap.
Hey, man.
That wasn't nothing.
They carved you off the field, bro.
Dude.
You just made Ray Lewis really mad, and then he knocked you out. You should probably stop
that
talking.
That wasn't
the worst, too, is because guys will talk, and they're not good enough to back it up, and then their teammates have to pay for
it. That's the worst in the world right there. And that's, you know, that's always if people like myself and those guys that would get the defensive lineman mad, that I ain't got to block, especially the interior guys. Well, you sure is ugly. I remember my man David Jacobs told John Henderson, he said, you are on the All-American, All-Ugly team. And he said this before the game. And we're like, DJ, you don't got to block this dude. Man, John Henderson was tossing that. We still won the game. But, boy, I'll never forget that. You are on the all-ugly, all-American
team.
Made
somebody else's job hard.
Yes.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day.
Some people have soft knuckles, whatever that means, and Andy is a switch hitting stud.
Everybody gets enamored by young guys.
Yeah, young. You guys say it like that. Young guys.
And Randy is in hole four now.
Because he didn't want Scott up here. Uh-uh. That warm leg is better in person. Uh-huh. And Coach Bud could be off that red wine, or he could be on Ozempic.
Unbelievable.
Bunk lurks on something called dogman.com.
It's the Washington message board. I'm not proud.
This is called a dog, man.
I'm not proud of myself. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11. Dukes and Bell coming up next.